You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
What about the Gold Cup?
Start with Oliver. Let's give Oliver the first crack.
Yeah. Oliver, hang on. No. Okay, we'll give Nigel a go. An intriguing race. I mean,
it's
such an open race this year, isn't it? You can make a case for loads of them.
Well, exactly. I have the joint top-rated horse in the race, who is, we'll have to ask the experts, what is Bristol? What price is he?
No, it's down the bottom somewhere.
33-1, and he's absolutely murdered the favourites. So, need I say more? You know, why is he that price? The experts will have to tell me. I haven't got a clue.
I think Nigel's got a right shot. I think he's got a right shot.
Bristol Demai.
Hand on heart. Seriously, I love your horse. I absolutely adore it. Can you see?
I absolutely agree. You know, he was sixth in the race 2 years ago when he was six. He'd had a desperate preparation. He was lamed every corner. He's had a wonderful preparation this year. He murdered Clander's Oboe, who everybody thinks... Oh.
Clander's Oboe has probably improved quite a lot, hasn't it, this year?
Well, he has, yeah, but you know, how much has he improved since Haydock? Probably not.
Yeah.
There you are.
Enough said. That's the Gold Cup done. Sam, do you agree?
I hope he's right.
Come on, you can add a bit more. Okay, sorry. Oliver's go.
Well, listen, the ground's going to dictate. I can't have Clander's Oboe going right-handed. Sorry, he only wins going right-handed. I just can't have him. I'm afraid I'm a... What are you showing me?
Oh, right,
sorry. No, don't mind.
Rupert, you're confusing him. You've completely thrown him off track.
With the weather as it is, I'm going to stick with Native River. He's proven over the trip... You've got to stay the Gold Cup. Presenting Percy, it will be, I wouldn't say the training feat of the century, but he's still only barely a novice. And you're going to go a different pace to what you run over fences in the RSA last year. He's had one run in a hurdle race and he's jumped Galway backwards. By the way, I have got a half-brother to him sitting in the yard for sale. That's my sort of spiel done. Anybody got an open checkbook? So, I can't have Clander's Oboe, and presenting Percy is a big question mark. Native River's been there, done it. And I say, you get so many horses, you get 3 miles, and three in a one, you've got an extra bit. And on soft ground, one other horse is Colin's other horse, the Welsh National winner. If it comes up soft, you cannot knock him out of the equation. And I've forgotten his name. Elegant Escape, definitely. You've got to have those proper staying horses.
And then there's Thistlecrack as well.
I can't have Thistlecrack. Benny Clouds broke his heart years ago. And he's done. I can't have him on my mind.
AP, what does it take to win a Gold Cup?
No. What does it take to win a Gold Cup? Obviously a horse that can run faster than all the other ones. But what they need to do is stay, and stay a bit longer. And I agree with Oliver about Native River. The only thing is, better horse than Native River couldn't win back-to-back Gold Cups. Now, he's had a good preparation in that he's only ran twice, and I do think that any horse that wins a Gold Cup should never run again that season, because it's really, really hard on him. And he obviously didn't run again after the Gold Cup last year. He's ran on two tracks, everyone will say, that weren't to his, you know, didn't play to his strengths. But look, I just think it's I just think it's so hard to win back-to-back Gold Cups, and I think that's a negative for him. Presenting Percy, when I watched the RSA last year, I thought he was a Gold Cup winner waiting to happen. But I think the last horse to win a Gold Cup without having run over fences that year was in 1929 or some. It was a long time ago, anyway. So that status against him. I look at Willie Mullins. I think he's got a really good chance. Ken Boy won in Leopardstown. Got a good ride from the front. You know, is he guaranteed to stay? I'm not sure. Bells Hill should have won the Irish Grand National. Definitely guaranteed to stay. And I would imagine I'd be very, very surprised if Ruby doesn't ride him. Album Photo, for some reason, I know David Casey likes him. The time of the race, or the speed figure race he put up in Tremor, was supposed to be very good. You could give him a chance. And I actually do agree with Nigel. I'm not just saying this to keep him happy. I actually tipped him the other day somewhere that Bristol, if the ground were to be soft or heavy, which it could easily be, he's a good stayer and he's put up as good a chasing performance as of any horse I've done the last 2 years, albeit at Haydock. But I don't think, as he said, he was sixth in the Gold Cup. At 33-1, there is definitely a lot worse horse you could back. But at the moment, would I pick one? I was thinking Bell's Hill all along. I thought Calandazova was so impressive in the King George. The more you watch it, the more you realise he won a lot easier than the distance he won by. But anyway, what I'm going to go for, which is completely, I don't know why I picked that, is Album Photo or actually Bristol the Mai each way.
It's a fascinating race, isn't it? I mean, Tom, how many have you tipped for this race over the last 6 months?
In the last 6 days, about 20 of them. I disagree with the boys a bit. I think stayers win bad Gold Cups. I think Class wins most Gold Cups. And I think Native River won a bad Gold Cup last year. I think this is miles better. We've got the last three King George winners. We've got the 1, 2, 3 from last year. We've got 2 Betfair Chase winners. We've got 2 Savills Chase winners. We've got an Irish Gold Cup winner. I think it's as good a Gold Cup in terms of quality as there's been for a few years. And therefore, I'm looking for Class. I think the stamina horses will get taken off their feet. That's what I think, the slow horses. It won't be a synchronised year. It won't be a Native River year for me. So I'm looking for classy horses. I think Nigel is right. I think his horse is as classy as anything in the race. I'd be slightly concerned about Cheltenham for him. Not that he's not run well at Cheltenham. It's just that Haydock is £10 better so far on what he's done. So therefore, I get the 33-1 is a ridiculous price. It is on form.
He only runs at Haydock, so...
Yeah, but you can't deny that his form, all the ratings people and all that would say that it's... I get it. But he has run at Cheltenham before, hasn't he? And it's not quite as good. He's run Cheltenham 3 or 4 times.
Twice, isn't it? But he's run well.
Yeah, but he's not done the Haydock form. So that would be my thing. That would be my thing about him, and that's why he's 33-1. I agree entirely that on form, he's far too big a price. For me, Clandezobo is much the best horse this year. Much the best horse, and it's not even close. I know Bristol beat him at Haydock, but he was incredibly impressive at Haydock, and he was even better at Ascot. I'm worried about him going right-handed, I am, but I think he'll stay, and I think he's got class. And the other one I like is JP's horse, Annabelle Fly, who had a terrible preparation last year.
He's the only horse AP hasn't mentioned.
He took the worst fall you'll ever see in the Irish Gold Cup before he came to Cheltenham. Still stayed on into third. He's got lots of back class throughout his career. He's won grade ones, and I think at 33-1, given the ground and the conditions, I think he'll run into the frame. But I think Clandezobo is the best. And I have to mention Presenting Percy, because I think, you know, if you go down the ratings, I think he's 10th or 11th best in. You know, you're asking for an RSA winner, which was a very good performance, but you've got to ask him to beat, as I say, all those good horses and on the back of not having had a run. And I think it's a tough task for him. If he does it, I think he's just an absolute aeroplane superstar.
Well, Sam, listening to Nigel, it's a formality, but if you were afraid of one horse, what would it be?
Native River. I think the way he lends himself to that race is just, it's the perfect race for the horse. So you watch him around Kempton, Haydock, it's never really happening. He's just jumping a little bit slow here and there. And you see the way he's kind of finished the back end of the King George, which is totally against him. Just makes you think back to his Cheltenham last year. He's had plenty of time since. They left him fresh. They didn't go for the Denman chase when it was abandoned. And he just looks the right one. I think Dickie lay up his neck, kicking him in the belly. It's just something I look forward to watching. I think he's the one to peg back. He gets into that kind of real effortless rhythm. And at the end of the day, you've got like horses like Clandezobo who travel and jump and do everything at a lot of ease. But the one thing that's not easy is we've seen however many times before, it's not easy to get past Native River.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.